This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love when we get wins, and we're starting to get a lot more. We've been winning for 6 years. We got cheated out of the win for Trump as president, and we lost a Supreme Court justice. But what did we gain? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What did we gain? We gained the Democrats losing their freaking minds, and now they want to redefine recession. They want to try to push the public into this direction, the January 6th insurrection. And people are going, wait a minute, if these conservatives are so well armed, why didn't they take all their weapons and take over the government? Which is what they keep accusing us of as they fight to get the Second Amendment overturned, right? You have no idea. Look, we could be mad about the cheat, the big cheat. I am. I'm very mad. I'm so mad about it. I'm making a movie to prove to you guys. Because, see, unlike Dinesh, who says, well, this looks suspiciously like cheating. You know, with the geo-tracking and all this, when you have 2,000 mules that are moving from place to place to place, it sure seems like cheating. I don't have to seem like. Our data shows them, not data, our actual evidence shows them cheating. Talking about destroying votes, destroying information that can prove that they did cheat. How's that for salacious, you know, telling you what's about to come? Now, that's different. And people ask me when they talk, well, Kevin, is your movie going to send people to prison? That's not my job. My movie will do this. It will vindicate you. It will make a liar out of every one of those leftists. And if you want to see somebody eat some crow, wait until you get a load of what we show you. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Go there. And look, my friends all the time say, yeah, Kev, I heard you talking about this on your show the other day. And I'm like, it isn't just conjecture. I'm not trying to, you know, hyperbole to make the, ooh, y'all need to come on, do this and give me a nickel because I'll be able to do. I'm telling you what's coming. There's no, I'm not exaggerating this one bit. You're going to get, I mean, I'm so, God, thanks Dinesh for and Salem for putting together the 2000 Mule film, but this is a step above. And, you know, no offense to Dinesh, but I think, you know, I'm going to say something that you can consider controversial. I don't, but I think we make better films. I like our post-production. I like our storytelling better than Dinesh. Great guy, though. Great film. But ours is going to be unbelievably eye-opening. I'll put it that way. There will be nobody that watches this film and goes, well, I already knew all that. I knew all that. Because you've never seen these videos. You've never seen them. Go look on it. You can scour the internet all you want. There's nothing out there of what I'm going to show you. So I hope you back us. If you're the type of people that, you know, you can throw a fundraiser, put it together, great. If you just say, nope, Kevin, I'm going to tell people just to go right to the website. We'll donate there. Fine. But help us get this movie out. And I'm going to do my best to get it out before the midterms because we're going to be working at it. We already are. But and you're going to start seeing trailers for it in the next 2 weeks. But we're going to be working our butts off to make this happen. And my hope is that we get the support levels we need. And here's what I'll tell you. Once the trailers come out, people will be, Kevin, I want to be a part of it. By the way, if you're a person of means, we're going to make executive producers of it. You know, you'll get rights to the film. You get your name in IMDb involved with this film. And it's going to be, this is one, it's like when we made Bleeding Blue. Bleeding Blue is a film that will last the ages. Number one, it's a great film. It's reality about policing in America. And people will watch it year after year after year. They will continue to watch Bleeding Blue because we told the truth. And it's the same with this film, except this one's going to be bigger because the media cabal, the Democrat and leftist shutdown of all the truth surrounding the big cheat is going to come out. The same way I keep talking about, I'm teasing the first hour, Hunter Biden, his scandal's heating up, and we now are about to learn who the big guy is. So anyway, thank you all for what you do, listening to the program, telling others, supporting us. And I don't want to go all Michael Savage, because Savage is always promoting. Look, the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can go find out what we do. I hope you go. I hope you get merch. I hope you wear our shirts, because it takes guts to wear my shirts. And, you know, but get a mug or whatever, get a hat. it's all appreciated, more than I can even tell you. Because that's our message. When you come here, you're part of our message. And I will never take that for granted. And I wish I could be 50 places at once. All my friends, Kevin, man, we got to have dinner. I got to go to Dallas, meet with Andy and Liz and you know, his family, maybe see his daughters and the grandbabies. I got so many people. Gary and Donna, Gary and I have been talking about golfing. A bunch of the guys said we're going to go to Costa Rica so we can golf and, you know, go hang out at the volcano and do some soaking and, you know, chill. I've been trying to do that. I wanted to take my youngest son to Italy, but COVID stopped that. We were trying to do our event, which, by the way, we're doing our event in April. No Whites Allowed is the name of it. I've been holding that back, but it's called No Whites Allowed, and it is a whole thing on the racism of Democrat leftists and all the things that people don't know. And we're going to have amazing panelists, Victor Davis Hanson, Dr. Carson, Burgess Owens, Congressman Burgess Owens, and many others. We're going to have these discussions about unions, gun control, abortion, all anti-black things set up by leftist Democrats. And we're going to expose these people for what they are. We're going to push back against this idea that America's racist and all this. No, America isn't, but Democrat and leftist America is. And we're going to prove it with some amazing people. And, you know, I can't wait for you guys to sign up for that. But before I want to get into anything new, I want to say something about TPUSA, who did something very interesting. The View had to issue a formal apology to Turning Point USA, because they had a discussion that linked that organization with neo-Nazi protesters. And see, that's what the Democrats do. It's what happened in Charlottesville. They took a good event and they made it all about the neo-Nazis. Well, you know what TPUSA did, because they got enough money to do it now? They said, we will sue you. They issued a cease and desist, and they came on and publicly said it. The View, the hags on The View had to say, we retract what we say. Good for Charlie Kirk and that organization for having that kind of clout. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before we get into the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden stuff that is heating up big time, had to come. And I know, as I said, you can sweep stuff under the rug for a while, but pretty soon people notice there's a lot of stuff under the rug. What's that big hump under the rug? Is that a body? Pretty soon you're having to roll the body up in the rug and get yourself a couple of union guys to take it out and throw it in the furnace or throw it in the dump, right? The landfill or the cement or wherever they put Jimmy Hoffa. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find me and the team. You can give us a ring, 844-551-8255. We've had a rousing show today, and it's about to get even better, but I want to go back, and I'm always telling you guys, I want to make sure that you know I'm giving you as much of the real information that's out there. And if I were to get it wrong, I'll tell you. When we get it wrong, I'm happy to come on here and say, hey, we screwed up, this is wrong, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, there's no shame in my game. I come out here, hey, look, I thought this didn't happen, blah, blah, blah. That's the end of it. And I'm not going to lose any sleep over, oh, well, I got this wrong. I'm not infallible. I know it seems that way, but I'm not infallible. I always like to do things to keep, make sure my producers are paying attention. They're all rolling their eyes like, oh, whatever. Anyway, I do make mistakes, and when we do, I'm happy to admit it. You can't hold me to such a standard. I'm like, oh, I made another mistake. Oh, I feel so bad. I'm going to have to quit. Look, it's not going to happen. Because number one, I don't make that many mistakes. And number two, see number one, I don't make that many mistakes. This is an opinion show. Give me the information. I'll give you my opinion. It's what I do when I'm on doing hits on other people's radio stations. I'm in high demand for that, by the way. But when I do that, it's my opinion. I can disagree with the host. It happens quite a bit. It's fun. It's vibrant to watch them be wrong. No, <I'm kidding. laughs> They are generally wrong. If I'm right, they're wrong. It's really that simple. Let's get away from this egomaniac. He's crazy. Crazy man, that Kevin Jackson. All right, here's what I want to talk to you about. The flip-floppity, Fauci, the fraud. And the people who accuse me of, oh, Kevin, you know, you got it wrong. You're a super spreader. You're telling misinformation about Wu Flu, whatever. I didn't. But anyway, here's Fauci. I want to play Fauci in 2020. And then I want to play Fauci in 2022. And look, I don't know what these guys think. I think they think that they can say whatever they want and then it's just over. I said it. Nobody's going to hold me to it because it's easy. See, here's what's beautiful about my stuff. What I told you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, still feels the same. If it's Wu Flu related, if I told it to you 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever this thing started, maybe 3 years plus, it's the same. And it's, what is it born of? Why do my opinions stay solid? Because I'm not an idiot. I know what to look for. I called Wu Flu out of China. I told everybody when I started watching these videos, I went, this is really strange, this disease. People just, boop, falling over in the street. There's too much, I don't know, propaganda, it seemed like. And I told everybody, don't know where it's going to go, but when we get there, I'll make an analysis and I'll tell you. And at one point I thought, you know what, it's legit. This thing is a big deal. It is going to come around the world. It's going to impact people. Then the government started giving us all these numbers. And I saw it happening in conjunction with the politics. If it was strictly about the science of it, I would have been okay. I would have been like, oh, this science isn't. But it wasn't. You could see it was directed to get rid of Trump, to make Trump look stupid. I watched Fauci, how he behaved. When he would watch Trump in the press conferences with that evil little sneaky look on his face. I watched him contradict Trump. Trump would say one thing, Fauci would go, well, yeah, that's not really true. What he just said, that's not true. And I thought to myself, wow. And Trump would just kind of go, okay, I'll defer. He screwed up, by the way. He screwed up big time dealing with Fauci. But now we get to where Fauci wants to, I didn't say that, I didn't do that or whatever. Fauci is the biggest killer in America. I don't know who the biggest killer previously was. Maybe it was these Arabs that flew the planes into the buildings in 9/11. But Fauci has far, exceeded those numbers. Far. He, Birx, and Biden, and all the complicit CDC, etc., they are the biggest mass murderers in American history. And the fallout of their murders is going to go on for quite some time. Let's play this clip. Here's Fauci from 2020.
It was a decision to make a recommendation to the president. It wasn't my decision that I could implement. And when it became clear that when we had community spread in the country with a few cases of community spread, this was way before there was a major explosion like we saw in the Northeastern Corridor driven by New York City metropolitan area. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Now here's Fauci the liar in 2022 contradicting himself.
I wonder if you would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again.
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down. You're asking me questions. You're talking about the CDC is the public health agency that uses their epidemiologists and their science-based approach to make recommendations.
So just so we're clear, he completely contradicted himself because I just played a clip where he said the CDC, I don't make recommendations, but the CDC came out with guidance. The community spread with a few cases of community spread happening in New York made me recommend to the president that we shut the country down. Then she comes back 2 years later and says, would you recommend locking down schools if you do it all over again? He says, I didn't recommend anything. But here's what's most interesting about what he said, if you really caught it. He again says the CDC uses epidemiologists and their science-based approach to make recommendations. So with all of their experts, their epidemiologists, and their science-based approach, they shut down the economy, something that he wouldn't do again because he has already said, I wouldn't have done it. Many people have said they wouldn't have done it. And I don't know if you heard, but Dr. Birx actually said, you know what, we were manipulating the data. We weren't telling you what you really needed to hear. If we had told you what you needed to hear, you wouldn't have done it. So she admits that she's a liar. Now, like I said, if the CDC makes a mistake, and errs on the side of caution, and it's not political, all is forgiven. But that's not what happened here. These people intentionally ruin lives. And then worse, in their cover-up for their stuff, they're getting people killed with these vaccines, and nobody seems to care.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment remains low, with inflation being a top concern for consumers. That's according to a report from the University of Michigan. Although the final reading for July edged up slightly from its all-time low in June, it's still the second lowest reading on record. This as the Fed is hiking interest rates and we're technically now in a recession. Kentucky's governor says the death toll from flooding is now up to 16. Hindman Mayor Tracy Neese describes the damage.
I've lived here for 56 years, and this is the largest water I've ever seen in the city of Hindman.
Governor Beshear saying he believes more people have died in the storm as well. Homes were washed away, and floodwaters also took out roads and bridges. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule Friday. This is USA Radio News. A bill designed to help veterans is headed back to Congress.
The Honoring Our Pact Act bill failed at the Senate level during a procedural vote Wednesday. That vote could have cleared the way for a vote on legislation to expand benefits for the estimated 3.5 million veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during America's wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Burn pits are open-air pits that would be filled with trash, medical waste, rubber, plastics, and other hazardous materials set ablaze usually with the assistance of jet fuel. The problem is changing in the bill's language. That means it needs to go back and pass the House and Senate again with the new language. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not confirming reports that she'll visit Taiwan during the House's late summer recess. The California Democrat telling reporters she never confirms travel plans as it's a security issue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've constantly warned leftist Democrats, call them plutopians, progressives as they call themselves, but the progressive leftist utopians, which is why I give them the term plutopians. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And I always warn them, what if you're wrong? As it turns out, they are. And I'm going to tell you, when you're discussing, people tell me all the time, Kevin, it's impossible to talk to leftists because they just they walk away, they scream. And let me tell you, it is not impossible to talk to leftists. It's not. I do it all the time. All you got to do is hold your ground. All you have to do is let them know you are dead serious. They will never change you in any way. And you will get just as upset about your ideology, your dogma, as they will. And they will back down every single time. Now, they may walk away and do some of the things you're talking about, but you should be yelling at them as they walk away. Yeah, I told you, you chump. Yeah, you better get out of here. And they just keep on skulking off. But you've won the battle. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So where did we leave off? We left off with Hunter Biden being covered for by the FBI. They're running interference for Hunter Biden. So is the media. Other elements of the DOJ, other elements of the Biden administration, they do nothing but run interference for him, not allowing any bad news to surface and ridiculing people who report the truth about Hunter Biden, or worse, trying to make these people's lives miserable. Because as Joe Biden says, Hunter is the best man he knows. He's also the smartest. Says he's the smartest. And thankfully, the scandal with Hunter Biden won't go away because of Senator Grassley. And I talked about this the other day. Senator Grassley says, look, FBI, you covered for this guy. I have whistleblowers giving me evidence. Explain yourself, Director Ray, who said he was going to clean things up, didn't he? I do have a solution, by the way. I just told you guys, I pride myself on cutting to the chase. I think we could solve this very quickly, and you tell me if you disagree. Get Hunter Biden under oath testifying before Congress about what he did, and more specifically, who is the big guy that he references. Because he says somebody's getting 10%. We'd like to know who that partner is, because that's a partner, the big guy.
And we want to make sure that when we follow the money trail, we know exactly where it went. And I think it's a pretty simple thing to do. Look, I'm going to tell you, I don't know how difficult this would be that if Hunter Biden got $3 million from a Russian oligarch, I think he got $3.5 million, and $350,000 in a short period of time went into Joe Biden's account, I think I'd have a pretty good idea who the big guy is. The guy getting 10% of everything he's hooking Hunter up to do. And then, here's the other thing I would do. In order to corroborate what I think I already know about this situation, I would bring in Hunter Biden's business partners. And I would say, will you tell us who's your impression of who the big guy was? Now, we've already had one guy, Dombrowski, I think his name, I forget his name. But he testified, the Biden family called me in to do business. I met with him, and I can tell you, Joe Biden is the big guy, and Hunter Biden was doing some crooked stuff. And I was warning them, look, I don't think we can do business this way. And he backed out. Tony, what's his name? Tony something? Tony Soprano? No. It could have been Tony Soprano. Should have been, because the Biden family's worse than the mafia. Anyway, here's what the New York Post wrote just the other day. All hell broke loose in Biden world the day the Post broke the first bombshell email from Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop on October the 14th, 2020, 3 weeks before the presidential election his father would win. Now, they didn't say this next part. By way of a coup and cheating. Biden's secret emails read the front page exclusive, revealing a 2015 email from an executive at the corrupt Ukrainian energy firm Burisma, thanking Hunter for introducing him to then VP father in Washington, to his father in Washington. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together, wrote Burisma board advisor Vadim Poharsky on April the 17th, 2015, less than a year after Joe Biden had forced the Ukrainian government to fire the prosecutor investigating the corrupt company that was paying Hunter $1 million a year. The story put the lie to Joe's repeated claims that he knew nothing about his son's overseas business dealings and risk sinking his presidential campaign, which wasn't a campaign at all. But as soon as it broke at 5 a.m., panic phone calls and messages started flying between Hunter's business partners and their advisors, even as social media giants Facebook and Twitter moved to censor and lock the Post account while candidate Biden went into hiding. Fear of a DOJ probe. In one communication that day, Hunter's then business partner, James Gillier, a former British Special Forces officer with ties to UK's intelligence services, calmly reassures an unnamed person who is concerned that a Senate committee, the DOJ, might start investigating Hunter's foreign deals, and then Hunter and or Joe and Joe's campaign will fire a shot at us. Here's what he wrote. It would be crazy to do that with all the information and all the facts we have. But what happens if they try to make it? Oh, we were never involved. That was Joe Biden's brother James's idea. To basically make us collateral damage? The person asked Gillier in a message provided by a whistleblower to the Republican congressional investigators, and it was obtained by the New York Post. By the way, in Mules, we have similar stuff to this, where people are talking about, where do we dump the data? How do we get rid of it? How is there no paper trail? How do people not involve us? So, when you get to the inner workings of the leftist, man, it is a scummy, scummy thing. Trust and believe. Scumbags is what they are. Sick people. Anyway, he goes on. Gillier is unconcerned about potential backlash from the Biden family and Joe's campaign. He says, I don't see how that would work for them. I think
in the scenario that he wins, they would just leave sleeping dogs lie. If they lose, honestly, I don't think that the big guy really cares about that because he'll be too busy focusing on all the other crap he is doing. Man, I'm telling you, this is so... don't you want to get to the bottom of this? I mean, look, I truly don't care who it is. I wouldn't care if this was Reagan's kids. I wouldn't care if this were the Trump boys or any, or Trump daughter. I want to get to the bottom of this. I want to know who the big guy is. I want to know if this money's being tracked. I want to know. Look, we talk often about white privilege. See, this is class privilege it being demonstrated by white guys. I'm not telling you this doesn't happen with blacks. Privilege is privilege, but it's class privilege. And this class privilege is allowing these guys to operate with immunity, doing crooked deals, payoffs, telling foreign governments to stop investigating you. Think of the power you wield when you do that stuff. And they act like they're powerless. They want to give power to the people, they say. You're a stooge if you believe that the Democrats want to help you. You're a stooge. I could call you worse. Says the communication obtained by the Post Wednesday is significant because it bolsters the claim by ex-Hunter business partner, here it is, Tony Bobulinski. I knew his name was Tony something. That the big guy was a code name for Joe Biden. The reason the identity of the big guy is important is because it adds to the weight of evidence suggesting that Joe Biden not only knew about Hunter's international influence peddling scheme, but allegedly was cut in for a slice of the profits. There's nobody on the Democrat side who does not believe that. They all believe it. They know it. Look, there's a common sense part of this that you don't need any evidence. The same way I talk about the election. There's a common sense part of the election that tells me there's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. He couldn't get anybody to show up. The Democrats hid him in a basement and then want to make you believe he's the most popular guy on the planet. Insane the way this is. Let me finish with Geller saying this. He wrote this. 10% held by Hunter for the big guy. Who else would Hunter be holding money for?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Bidens are guilty. Everybody knows it. Joe Biden, they say, met with 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was VP in the Obama White House, casting, as they write, further doubt on Biden's repeated claims that he had no knowledge of his son's foreign business dealings. I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
That's what Biden said in 2019. But he met with at least 14 of Hunter's business associates from the U.S., Mexico, Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan over the course of his vice presidency. This was a Fox News digital article. Two of Hunter Biden's Mexican business associates, Miguel Alaman Velasco and Miguel Alaman Magnani, visited the White House, visited the West Wing on February 26th of 2014, according to Obama White House visitors' logs. And Joe was later photographed with Hunter giving Velasco and Magnani a tour of the White House Brady Press briefing room. Do you have pictures from the lunch I had in Dad's office? I think on 226 with Miguel Alaman, senior and junior, and Jeff Cooper. If so, let me know, and I can send someone to pick them up. Thanks. How was Kiev? Hunter wrote in April 2014 in an email to David Linneman, Biden's official photographer, during his 8 years as VP. Clearly, we know what's going on here. Joe Biden continues to play president, play the puppet. The media ignores all this. But can you imagine if Trump had said, I didn't do this. I've never done anything with Don Jr., never done anything in his overseas business dealings. And you find out there's at least 14 occasions where Trump lied, where you can say you had direct input on. I don't know what was discussed, but don't act like you don't know it. What do you think the media would be saying? I think you already know. Anyway, I'm going to move on because we already talked about inflation in the first hour, but I want to talk to you about the people who got it wrong, which, of course, are the Democrats. And here's this article. Issued from his prestigious perch at the New York Times, Krugman's confession centers on what he describes as an early 2020 economic debate over the consequences of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act enacted on March 11 of that year. Some warned that the package would be dangerously inflationary. Others were fairly relaxed. I was team relaxed. As it turns out, of course, that was a very bad call. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Now, I already told you, there's no policy that Joe Biden implemented that would make you be part of team relaxed unless you're an idiot. And I know, Kevin, you don't have a degree in economics and finance. How are you going to dispute Paul Krugman? He's an amazing guy, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. He's a buffoon. And this guy writes, for those of us who've been right about inflation, the satisfaction of Krugman's mea culpa doesn't linger much beyond the headline. That's because, as John Sexton wrote at Hot Air, Krugman spends the entire column explaining how the people who were right for the wrong reasons. Let me ask you this. I don't know if you've been right for the wrong reasons. And so, what do they call it when you you had the moral high ground of being right, even though maybe how you got there didn't, you know, wasn't the way you planned. Does it matter? It's kind of like when I get asked the question, well, Kevin, you do know that Abraham Lincoln didn't really care about black people, even though he freed the slaves. And I go, really? So you think I should care? You think that Abraham Lincoln, who led the country into a war over slavery because he recognized how bad it was, even though he himself probably said, you know what, I can see why people want this. I understand why people want slavery. I don't really have a dog in the fight for black folks per se, but I don't think any human being should be a slave. And you're telling me I should be mad at him for that. It would be like if a dude who's in the KKK breaks up a fight of two black guys and he helps one black dude, the black guy who was getting his butt kicked should still hate the KKK guy. I'm not going to. If I was getting my butt kicked and the KKK guy broke up the fight and said, hey, look, you two colored folks, you stop fighting, whatever. Heck, I might just join the Klan. What are you talking about? Anyway, here's what he goes on. What's more, Krugman completely ignores the people who were right for the right reasons. In Krugman's world, Austrian economists and adherents didn't even participate in the discourse. He says this wasn't a debate between opposing economic ideologies. Just about all the prominent players, from Larry Summers to Dean Baker, were Keynesian economists with more or less center-left political leanings. He says, it's not just that the Austrians who shall not be spoken of, even the substance of their ideas are glaringly absent. Critically, nowhere does Krugman mention the Federal Reserve or acknowledge that anyone predicted inflation would surge because of the trillions of dollars in stimulus plans that were created out of thin air. An intellectually honest treatment of this topic would at least mention the money supply argument and then make a case why it wasn't validated. What he's talking about there is you can't just print money, as we've been doing for the better part of a decade and a half, out of thin air and think nothing's going to change. It's not going to impact anything. The only respite, the only reason why inflation isn't even more through the roof, very simple. Donald Trump's economy for 4 years. He interrupted what Barack Obama did. He stopped what Hillary Clinton would have done. And he slowed down Joe Biden's, you know, ascension into dementia by building such a robust economy. It took Joe Biden over a year to crater it. And you know what I was going to say. Anyway, he goes on. He says, instead, Krugman uses his 500-word allowance to imagine a 2021 debate limited to the cool kids in the Keynesian tree fort, and to explain how, even though he was wrong, he was actually kind of right, too. And so, most of what Times readers hear from Krugman is that various Keynesians quibbled over the size of the multiplier effect that increased government spending would have first on employment and GDP and then prices. So, that's a bunch of gobbledygook for saying that Krugman is saying is there are two sides to the argument. He erred on the side of the wrong side. He really isn't paying attention to the other side because they were all using sort of the same metrics. And even though the other guys guessed right, they didn't really know what they were talking about because they aren't as smart as he is. And of course, neither are we, even though I predicted inflation. And by the way, I've also gone on record to say not only have we, and I said this months ago, I said not only have we, are we approaching, forget approaching, we are in recession. And I said, truth be told, we're actually in a depression. And, you know, of course, I don't have the bully pulpit. I'm not going on Fox Business saying this, but I've said it on this show and many people heard it because it is a fact. It is a fact. We are in a depression. The only thing that's, you know, as I said, you slap the head of a dinosaur, the tail doesn't feel it for 2 weeks. We have had our head slapped, and we haven't felt it. But you can't print that kind of money. You can't back it up with a bunch of lazy people who don't want to work, with supply chain issues coming from a knucklehead, and doubling at the very least your dependence upon other people to get you these goods and services and not think that you're in the depressionary mode. The reason why we don't know it is we aren't feeling it yet. It hasn't impacted our money supply to the degree that it should have. One, because they keep jacking with the numbers. We're in 29-30% inflationary period right now. They're telling you it's 9% because they recalculate how they do it. We've had two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth, and let me tell you, we're going to have a third. Christmas isn't going to come soon enough to save these guys, and it's going to be worse. I'm going to make a prediction. This will be the worst online shopping season of all in the last decade. It will be the worst because, let me tell you, people are already spending their savings on just survival. Try to get a new car. We had some friends that said they got to put a new engine in a car because they can't afford a car. They got to put a new engine in. 15 grand. It's only going to get worse.
Who are the experts? We're the experts. We're living this.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.